because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. Currently, temperatures are in the 80s, even 87 down at Altus, 83 at Hollis, 74 at Cheyenne, 78 at Arnett, 80 degrees at, what town is that? Freedom. 82 degrees at Helena, Oklahoma, 75 at Skip out here in the Texas Panhandle. A little cooler than it is in Oklahoma, believe it or not, because of all the rain they've got out there, and they got a big batch of it again last night. 75 at Lipscomb, 74 at Miami, 75 at Wellington, 82 at Goodlett, and 82 at Odell. Let's see here. Let's see what kind of rainfall we got last night. I got 2 tenths at my house, and some people here northwest of Elk got a half inch to an inch. Looks like between Eric and Cheyenne, Sweetwater, up in that area, it was spotty. Some guys got a few tenths. Some guys might have got a inch, and there's a couple of light green spots on there. Some guys might have got a little more. South of Eric, they got some good rain towards Hollis, about halfway towards Hollis. I did find out, finally, I'm not going to tell you who my source is, but it's official, but he didn't want me to tell it was official, but that 8-inch rain was actually not at Reed. It was actually about 3 miles west and a little bit north of Jay Buckle Springs. How about that? It was between there and basically the county barn down there on Jester Road towards Sandy Sanders. Sandy Sanders didn't get that big rain, but in between there, 7 miles between that blacktop that goes to Reed and Sandy Sanders, and about halfway through there is where they got all that big rain. Yeah, did a little bit of damage, not too bad, but it did rain 8 inches right there in the smack of that area right there. I finally got to my place west of Brinkman or Willow, whatever you want to call it, and I had 3 inches in the gauge, and I got water in the pond, so one of them's full, so it's a good thing. And native flowers are just beautiful down there right now. Anyway, I'll take a picture and post it on Facebook. I wasn't going to drive in there. It was still muddy this morning. They got a little shower down there this morning. Anyway, I did finally figure that out. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. If you like good beef, Taylor Ranch is your place to buy it from. I'll have more on them coming up in the show. First things first, let's see what's happening overnight in the agricultural world. Grains and soybeans dropped in overnight trading as planting nears completion in some states and wheat conditions improve. About 92% of the U.S. corn crop was in the ground as of the start of the week, according to the Department of Agriculture in a report delayed due to Memorial Day. That's up from 81% a week earlier and ahead of the prior 5-year average at 84%, and 72% of the crop has emerged as of Sunday, up from 52% last week and 63% average for the time. Around 83% of soybeans were in the ground as of Sunday, up from 66% last or week earlier, and the normal 65%. So anyway, we're on way above. They're ahead of the schedule with all these nice planters and machines nowadays. Whoa, it doesn't take long to catch up. 56% of the crop has emerged. That's up from 36% 7 days earlier, and the average of 40%. So everything's ahead of schedule with soybeans and corns, it looks like. 85% of the U.S. spring wheat was planted versus 64% the previous week, but just behind the average of 86%. Some 57% of spring wheat have emerged at the start of the week, compared with 32% 7 days earlier and the average of 59%, according to the USDA. Rainfall in the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is grown, gave the crop a boost as conditions improve. 34% of the U.S. winter crop was in good or excellent condition at the start of the week. That's up from 31% a week earlier, so it's only bettered itself by 3%. That's also up from the 29% that received top ratings at the same point last year. And, you know, all predictions was this year that the wheat crop was going to be worse than last year. But according to this, I don't know how they come up with this because they didn't call me. They call you guys? Probably not. But anyway, it's only, what, 2% better than last year. About 72% of the crop was headed versus 61% a week earlier and 73% a year earlier. Corn futures were down 7.25 cents to 586.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for July delivery dropped 14.75 cents to $5.76 a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures plunged 13.25 cents to $7.70 and a half a bushel. Soybeans for July delivery lost 14.25 to $12.82 a bushel. So there you go. Grain assessments, bean assessments were higher. Inspections of corn and wheat for overseas delivery was down week to week, but bean assessments had improved. Corn inspections in the week through May 25th fell to 1.3 million metric tons, down from 1.33 million tons. Let's see, but this report was delayed a little bit because of Memorial Day. Wheat assessments last week were down to 382,000 metric tons from 440,000 metric tons the week prior, but up from last year at the same time where they did 344 million tons. Soybean inspections, meanwhile, rose to 736 metric tons, and that's up from 166,000 tons from the week before. So that's still down, though, from last year when they did over 400,000 metric tons. There you go. Flash flood warnings and flood advisories have been issued for parts of northeastern Kansas as thunderstorms rumble through that area. About 5 a.m. this morning, storms had already dropped 4 to 6 inches of rain in that area, and another inch or two is expected this morning and is still going on now when I check the radar. Flash flooding is ongoing or expected to begin pretty shortly, according to the news agency there. The heavier rainfall has moved south, but additional rains of moderate to heavy rain are likely in the next few hours after lunch. In the southern plains, meanwhile, severe thunderstorm warning has been issued near Amarillo in the Texas Panhandle, and of course that was this morning, and it's moved its way over into western Oklahoma, and then it just kind of fizzled out just as it was getting to, around Clinton. It's the farthest west I've seen any rainfall. Might be wrong. If I am, somebody let me know if they got some rain that was east of Clinton, because I seen where the Riverside Golf Course posted on social media they got an inch this morning. So it's right there at Clinton, City of Clinton, there was a little downburst there. Anyway, if you look on your mesonet or look on your radar right now, you can see out there in the New Mexico, right across the state line to the west of the Texas Panhandle, and there's another one brewing coming off those mountains. So there's another round coming. We got all kinds of rain in the forecast now. They've upped our chances. Like yesterday, what I was reading for Woodward and Hobart down in there, everything was around 60%. Now it's up to 80%. I'm telling you guys, I cut my oats, got them finished yesterday, and this is the reason why we're going to get more rain. But it's just crazy, all this rain around western Oklahoma, and there's still some ponds out there that hadn't caught hardly any water. It's just, it blows my mind how's it going. You just got to be lucky and get under the right cloud and the way it's going. But hey, the grass is green. But you know what? I got more on greener pastures coming up in the last segment of the show today. We're not out of trouble yet with this drought. So stay tuned for some more news on that. And let's see, what else do I got? Let's just do an update real quick on the grain markets going on right now before we go to this Taylor Ranch break. Corn for July is at $5.92. September is at $5.14. December at $5.20. Soybeans are down also at for July $12.93. August is $12.12. September is $11.50. Soybean meal's down also at $3.91.10 for July. August is $3.86.10 a short ton. Soybean oil is down also. July $46.16. August $46.27. September $46.23. Hard red winter wheat is actually up a little bit right now. July is $7.84, September $7.81. Oats are down at $3.40 for July and $3.44 for September. And then cotton is up a little bit for July. Man, this needs 0.001 tenth, and it'll be at 84 cents a pound. And October cotton is at 80 cents a pound. Oil, S&P, NASDAQ, Dow, everything's in the red today. Crude oil, West Texas Intermediate for July is at 68.56. August is 68.70. Natural gas is down also. July is at 229. August is at 238. And September is 238. I've heard people talking about, why is natural gas so cheap right now? I was talking to one of my old engineers down at Dallas. Well, no, I talked to him Monday. I called him because he hadn't called me in a while. And a lot of the wells he's drilling in East Texas and Louisiana is all natural gas. And I asked him what the deal was. And he said that they were selling a lot of, my brain just went dead. Where they ship it overseas, they had a bunch of it sold to a couple of countries over there, and he says a bunch, he's talking about billions of cubic feet, and they backed out on the deal, and then we had extremely warm weather in the whole United States, except maybe up North Dakota and South Dakota and Nebraska, way above normal temperatures, and didn't burn as much gas as normal. So he said it'll come back, it'll be all right. He's hoping it'll be back this fall. So anyway, that's what's going on with that. And anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. And when I come back, I'll update you on Taylor Ranch and beef. And I'll also give you a little update on one of the towns out here in the Texas Panhandle on their weather, what's going on there right now. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. I did get a text on the Today in Ag text line, 3/4 inch at Mangum, Oklahoma. So anyway, they're getting it good, close to my place down there. Keep bringing it on. All right, I've picked, for the first time ever, the city of Comanche Springs in Texas for your update out in the Texas Panhandle. For all you guys wondering where that is, if you drew a straight line down the east-west boundary between Texas and Oklahoma out here on the state line and you just go straight south, it's about 45 minutes south of that corner there where the Red River makes a left and heads towards Lake Texoma. Currently at Comanche Springs, it's 81 degrees. Heat index is 82. Humidity is 55%. Dew point is 63. The winds are out of the east at 9 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today was at 20 miles an hour. Month to date precipitation, 4.61 inches. 8-inch soil temperature in Comanche Springs, 75 degrees. How about that? All right. Hey, I want to give away some tickets today. I really do. It's to Sugar Creek Casino coming up June 10th on a Saturday, 8 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30. Showtime, 8 o'clock. The Lee Greenwood, one of my favorite country singers, but that American Patriot song he does is awesome. But anyway, this is his American Spirit Farewell Tour, and he's coming to Sugar Creek Casino June 10th. Wait from this coming Saturday. If you want to win a pair of tickets, I'm going to give you some away to you. So be listening for my question coming up here in the next 7 minutes, and be ready to text it in to the Today in Ag text line at 580-225-9697. A pair of tickets to go see Lee Greenwood at Sugar Creek Casino with his American Spirit Farewell Tour. It's coming up. So anyway, Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavor and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. Then they put the calves on feed, in some cases for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the customer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table. Quarter, halves, or whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all-natural and hormone-free, also available. That's Taylor Ranch Beef. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. All right, let's check out some cattle reports if you want to. Live cattle for June, 169.07. It's up. All cattle's up in the green. Even the hogs are in the green today. August, 167.50. October, 171.72. 175.47 for December. And let's click on this and let's just skip the hogs and do some more feeders. August, 239.12 for feeders. 242.22 for September. Check this out. 244.02 for October. Wonder when that number has ever been there before. 244 even for November and 242 for January of the year 2024. So anyway, feeders looking awesome. Let's see here. Where is my report at from Woodward yesterday? There it is. Right. Compared to last week, slaughter cows are $4 to $6 higher. Slaughter bulls are $3 to $4 higher. Demand was moderate. Supply included 25% feeder cattle, 62% slaughter cattle, and 13% replacement cattle at Woodward yesterday. 498 head compared to 670 last week and 547 last year, about average. Breaker cows, looks like they was around 75 of them. Their weights were any average weights were anywhere from 1361 to 1417. Price range for the 1361 pounders were up to $1.1250, 110.03 average. The heavier cows, the breakers, 1417, 112 to 117, with 115 being the average. That was the high end. Low end was 106. That's the cheapest cow sold there yesterday was $1.06 for breakers. Boner cows, they looks like they was around 60 head there also. Their average prices were anywhere from 76 to 111.51. 112.50 was the highest one on the boners. On the lean cows, there was about 25 head there. The weights, average weights was anywhere from 867 to 1077. Average price, $70 to $92.69. And the high end was $97 on the leans. Bulls, they had about 20 head there. Average weights, anywhere from 1613 to 2054. 2260 was the heaviest bull sold there yesterday. They were bringing anywhere from 99.26 on the low end to 125.17 on the high end. 116.07 was the average on the bulls. Bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds. They only had one there, about 1550. They had some 5 to 8 year olds, look like lightweight cows, 1091 for bred cows. Top end on them was 1300 yesterday. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 pound calf or less. They had, looked like about 25 head. Ooh, they weren't cheap. They had 10 head, 2 to 4 year olds, brought 28.50 per pair. They were fancies. The other ones, 2 to 4 year olds, there was a couple of them there that brought 1975 a pair. And then they had the older ones, 8 year old and older. Was anywhere from 1660 a pair to 1875 top end, so about 1750 on the average. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number one, 150 to 300 pound calves. They only had five there, but they all brought $2,500 a pair, and they were fancy. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number one with 300 pound calves plus, they was four head there, and they brought, well, they all brought $2,025 per head. Anyway, there's your update on there. So anyway, let's see here, what else is going on? Okay, you guys been hearing me talk about the big 8-inch rain down there at Reed, right? Well, at the first of the show, I corrected it. First person to text in where it was, where I said it was earlier in the show, I'm gonna let you win a pair of tickets to go see Lee Greenwood at Sugar Creek Casino, June the 10th. That's a week from this coming Saturday. Gates open at 6:30. Showtime, 8 o'clock. First person to text in where that rain actually was, that 8-inch rain, text it in, and you'll win a pair of tickets. Also, I had a gentleman, let me get rid of this and go back over here. Had a, that's it. Liquefied natural gas. Sorry. Thank you very much. LNG. I couldn't think of it. Salt Springs got 0.20 inches. And that's, where is that? That's up north, if I remember right now. Anyway, up in, where's that up there at? Anyway, my brain's dead. It's always dead during the show. Anyway, I know, Roy, I know. That's why I'm asking a hard question. Anyway, this gentleman texted in. Good afternoon, Mr. Clark. Can you mention any good books about learning how to take care of chickens? I'm looking to start but need to learn. What books, if any, do you suggest that are good to use to learn? Thank you, sir. Ed from California. So if anybody's got a book that helped them get started in raising backyard chickens, text that in to me, please. I appreciate it. Or just easier, just go watch YouTube. There's so many different ways to take care of chickens, how to build your houses and stuff. It's not even funny, but we'll see if we can find you a good book, if there's such a book. I'm sure there is. Anyway, all right, question is, for a couple weeks now, or since early last week, you know, everybody, all the big weather people and all of them were talking about the 8-inch rain at Reed. Find out this morning it really wasn't at Reed. Where was it at? If you want to go see Lee Greenwood at the Sugar Creek Casino, text in where I said that at the first part of the show, and you'll, first person text in, will win a pair of tickets to that deal. Let's take a Taylor Ranch beef break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When celebrating with family and friends, consider these tips. Abstain. Use non-alcoholic drink spacers. And if your celebration includes alcoholic consumption, do not drive. Make sure to understand the risk of drunk driving and how to help yourself, family, and friends. If you or a family member find it hard to celebrate without the use of alcohol, please call or text 988, Oklahoma's Mental Health Lifeline. This program is funded by Oklahoma Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Prevention Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, the Center for Substance Abuse Prevention, and Southwestern Oklahoma Development Authority.
Once again, a good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, May 22nd. 788 head were sold. Four head of steers at 361 brought 295. 13 at 503 brought 276.50. Three at 685 brought 212. Four at 759 brought 210. 27 at 937 brought 188. Nine at 965 brought 192. 24 at 1021 brought 177. Four head of heifers at 329 brought 257. 13 at 428 brought 240. Eight at 544 brought 221. 10 at 569, brought 224. 33 at 743, brought 190. 50, 7 at 809, brought 186. 2 at 838, brought 181. Butcher cows were 10 to 110, 50. Butcher bulls brought 70 to 140. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's a 580-497-6095. And before I go, I'll let you know that Jimmy Clark can build a snowman out of rain, drown a fish, and tie his shoes with his feet. Yay!
Hey, all you Western Okies and Texas Panhandlers. This is Jared Clark with South Star JCB, and I've got a JCB with your name on it. Check us out on the web at SouthStarTXJCB.com. That's SouthStarTXJCB.com, or give me a call, 469-325-7466. 469-325-7466. Thank you, and God bless you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And a bunch of funny guys on the text line today. We got, I want to welcome South Star JCB is a new sponsor of our show. If you'll look on our Facebook page, you'll see he sold a new loader to a feedlot down there at Caddo. And cool loaders, very mobile. I think the only person I know that's got one that I know of around here is Sugar Daddy. Sugar Daddy, Brian Silk's got one. I used it to load some hay last fall. So anyway, he's got one. Anyway, check that out on Facebook if you guys are looking to expand, and they got the new skid loader that's a teleskid loader, and the door's on the side. You don't have to crawl out, and it telescopes out just like a telehandler does. So anyway, check it out, and thank you, South Star JCB, for becoming a sponsor of the Today in Ag show. All right, let's see what the weather's doing here, and who did I pick today? I picked the big city of Beaver up in the Panhandle, Oklahoma, for your northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle rain forecast. That's what it is. It's all rain. Beaver, 76 degrees, dew point 62, humidity 62. They have got almost 3/4 of an inch of rain in the last 24 hours, 0.70 to be exact. The winds are out of the east at 13 miles an hour. Sun will be setting. It's 8:54 this evening. 30% chance of rain today and high of 85. Tonight, 60% chance. No, back up, 64 low. And 70% chance of rain showers tomorrow, 60% chance and 78, 50% tomorrow night, 60% Friday, 79 for a high, 60% chance of rain Friday night, 60% chance of Saturday, 76 for a high, Saturday night, 50% chance of rain, Sunday a high of 77 and 60% chance of rain. How about that? All right, I think we got a winner. Not sure. There we go. We got a winner. What's your name? I'm sorry, I didn't even say that. I got to be specific. Anyway, I got your phone number, but please text in your, it's a 706 number if you got that. You're the winner. Text me your name in, please, so I can put the name on the tickets and set them up front. And you got till next Friday afternoon to pick those tickets up. Yes, 3 miles north and west of J. Buckle Springs. Actually, it's 3 miles west and north of J. Buckle Springs, but pretty close enough. And then they got some guy that was pretty, thought they were pretty funny, and they kind of are. South and west of Deer Creek Church. You know, I've been over 100 times, and I guess I'm not never paying no attention. I need to go check out where Deer Creek Church is. I know I've drove by it 100 times because I love hunting over at Sandy Sanders. Anyway, yes, you're right. It is south and west of Deer Creek Church. Anyway, so we got that going on. All right, congratulations. Please text me your name. I appreciate it. And we'll go from there. All right, where to start? Grass-fed beef prices. And this is that's twice now I've talked about grass-fed beef in the last couple of weeks. Cattle ranchers continue to have a significant interest in direct-to-customer or consumer marketing on their own beef. These ranchers are typically aiming to build their own brand and integrated business from the land, from their cattle, to the beef, and onto the consumer. Some of the beef may be grain finished in a feedlot or grass fed and finished. Those looking to start selling to consumers often struggle for a bid to figure out pricing their product. The USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service, the AMS, publishes some price data on wholesale, direct-to-consumer, retail, and carcass prices for grass-fed beef. Grass-fed direct-to-the-customer retail prices for whole, half, and quarter carcasses were $8.08, $8.28, and $9.30 per pound in April. My wife buys that. She never told me she was given that. Wow. All were higher than April of 2022, but wholes and halves were lower priced than in March of 23. Ribeye steaks were quoted at $31.12 per pound. That's the highest price in data, which goes back to 2013. Almost all the reported cuts were higher in price than a year ago, ranging from $17.28 per pound more for filet mignon to 0.95 cents higher for skirt steaks. There's also some carcass price data through the small and very small producer verified program. The weighted average grass-fed carcass price reported under this program was $4.31 per pound in April. As you might suspect, the weighted average price was the highest, $4.99 per pound in 2020 during the pandemic. A range of prices are reported in the range of peak at the pandemic was $3.20 to $6.75 per pound. In recent months, the range was $3.15 to $5.45 per pound. The last report we mentioned here is the National Monthly Negotiated Grass-Fed Beef Report. These prices represent negotiated grass-fed wholesale beef prices for a variety of cuts. Ribeye steaks in April were reported at $28.65 per pound, slightly higher than the $27.79 per pound last April. 90% lean bulk ground beef was $16.20 per pound, a $6.24 increase over a year ago. The data, while perhaps not well known, should be a good resource for folks moving into the direct-to-consumer area. The data allows you to check your prices compared to the national average pricing and plan for pricing future business products on your products. Anyway, so I will tell you something about the guys around Western Oklahoma that I know. Taylor Ranch, Tucker Family Beef, Phil Delp, myself, Ty Ford, I'm sorry, there's a lot of you guys out there, all of you, I'm talking about all of you, I'm just rattled off a few that comes off the top of my head. Anyway, they did not jack their prices up during the pandemic, and they have increased it slightly since then, but it's because of the feed prices, not because of what the market can bear. So if you guys get a chance to buy local beef from local producers, get after it, because they didn't do any of the price gouging during the pandemic and still aren't and haven't taken advantage of anybody. They're just raising really good beef, most of it prime, and just taking care of local folks. So if you ain't got a freezer, go buy one, put it in your garage, put it out in the shop, fill her up with some local raised beef, and it'll be all good. They're all taking orders right now. Taylor Ranch Beef taking orders right now for probably July delivery. But anyway, call Jimmy, find out what he's got going on there. So anyway, because it is Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today. All right, grass-fed, that's interesting. Anyway, Packers unexpectedly found themselves chasing a limited supply of higher-grading cattle last week. The result was the active trade, especially in the north, where prices jumped $3 to $5 per hundredweight. Cattle sold from 180 to 182 per hundredweight live in north and 282 to 286. Dressed trade in the south was called active to moderate at 170 to 171, a dollar higher. Feeder cattle traded mostly $1 to $7 per hundredweight higher. Calves sold up to $7 per hundredweight higher. Wholesale beef prices traded higher for the week. Choice beef closed Friday at $303.93 per hundredweight, up $2.83 for the week. Select box beef Friday closed at $284.92 per hundredweight. That was up $0.98 for the week. Estimated weekly cattle slaughter was 625,000 head, 16,000 head lower than the same week a year ago. Year to date, cattle slaughter was estimated down 3.2% from last year. At the CME, June live cattle hit another contract high at 168.40 Friday before ending just 5 cents higher at 167.35 on the close. That represented a weekly gain of $1.62. August feeder futures suffered a late drop, falling 77.5 cents and settling in at 233.92, which marked a 1.175 weekly slide. The cattle beef situation remains quite friendly for producers, the best amplified by the last week's cash trading, with the Monday-Thursday average for fed steers jumping to $177.93, up $3.40 a week prior. Packers still need cattle, and their margins are still in the black, so they've apparently decided to pay up this week. So let's take the Taylor Ranch beef break, and I will be back with your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around Western Oklahoma. So the other side of our business is we fuel fracs. We have an automated system that we fuel fracs. We go through so much volume of diesel that we get a good price on it. It's just like anything. The more you buy, the cheaper the price. So we buy so much volume that we get a better price, and we're allowed to move that over to the ranchers and farmers. Our whole thought process was, you know, we're making money with this. Let's start fueling some farmers and move that price break over to them. Yes, price is the first thing, but reliability, knowing that when you call and ask someone to show up, they show up, do what they say. I really am prideful about doing what I say. I want to always be there. I want people to call me and know that I'm going to show up and do what I say.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
A good morning to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, May 26. 673 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 270 brought 334. 3 at 328 brought 304. 5 at 489 brought 275. 3 at 497 brought 274. 2 at 548 brought 254. 9 at 557 brought 264. 19 at 609 brought 239. 3 head of heifers at 335 brought 260. 2 at 433 brought 236. 7 at 607 brought 218. 4 at 629 brought 214. 8 at 654 brought 211. 6 at 671 brought 198. 4 at 728 brought 196. Butcher cows were 10 to 115. Butcher bulls brought 95 to 138. Bred cows were 975 to 1760. Pairs brought 960 to 2200. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. All right, this is going to be unique for you guys today. The Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast is going to be a combination of three places, maybe four. Benson, Reed, Jester, and Jay Buckle Springs. 62, 75 degrees down there right now. 62 is the dew point. Humidity is 63%. Somewhere down in there, you guys got a quarter of an inch of rain, or 251 thousandths of an inch. South-southwest winds at 18 miles an hour, wind gusts 24, and sunsets at 8:47 p.m. down there. Let's see what the rain forecast today. Mostly sunny. Tonight, 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 82 for a high, 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow night, 50% chance of rain. Friday, 60% chance of rain and 81. Friday night, 70% chance of rain. Saturday, 50% chance of rain and a high of 78. 50% chance of rain Saturday night. Sunday, 60% chance of rain, high of 79. Man, that doesn't look like a great hay cutting forecast, but hey, it's been a long time since the last two or three weeks, for me anyway, where you've seen so many chances of rain in the forecast, and we're getting it. And Oklahoma Mesonet, I looked earlier on their Facebook page, and they're predicting anywhere from 2 to 4 inches for parts of any area, western Oklahoma and eastern Texas Panhandle. And like I said, if you look on the radar, there's another one brewing out there in New Mexico waiting to come across state lines. So we're going to get some rain one way or the other somewhere in western Oklahoma in the next 4 to 5 days. And I took a peek at the 15-day forecast. Man, high 70s and low 80s in the forecast for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and it's June. Crazy. Harvest did get started. Seen somebody was rolling a combine over there around Delhi yesterday. There's some, it's really getting it out down there by Granville and Tipton and Frederick. They were getting it. I don't know if they're getting it on today with the heavy moisture and air, if they got any rain showers, but anyway, it's going on. We'll talk to a guy yesterday, Matt from feedlot he was in, and he missed that heavy stuff. But from drought to major flooding, historic rainfall fell in the Texas Panhandle and still falling over the weekend and prompted flooding. Hereford, Texas is an area where it was hit especially hard by historic rains, with feed yards flooded and cattle trapped. Now work is underway to pump a massive amount of water out. According to the National Weather Service in Amarillo, the Hereford, Texas area unofficially received 8 inches of rain in the past month. The heaviest rainfall event came Friday morning, with some volunteer observers showing 2.45 inches of rain fell in 40 minutes. According to John Robinson, Senior Vice President of Membership and Communication with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the water simply had nowhere to go, which prompted the flooding around Hereford. With such a quick rainfall, there wasn't any advance notice that would have allowed residents to prepare. I don't know what you do to prepare for 3 inches of rain in about 30 or 40 minutes. There's not much you can do. It's flat out there, and once those creek beds there have been really dry for years filled up, there's no place for the water to go, so the water spills over into low-lying areas adjacent to those creek beds, and it really caused the problems around the Hereford, Amarillo area down in the Panhandle of Texas. The flooding impacted residential areas, and from an agricultural perspective, Hereford is also a major cattle production area and home to several large and small feed yards. It's one of the largest cattle feeding areas in the United States, so there are definitely widespread impacts, said Robinson. There's probably going to be some production losses, some performance losses in terms of rates of gain and things like that. Robinson points out, with the short-term impact is painful for any feedlot dealing with the flood, and he said it shouldn't create a very big impact on the cattle supply longer term. It's mostly going to work its way out of there in the next few days. There shouldn't be supply chain increases. There shouldn't be significant price increases. Who knows what else might happen in the meantime. But the impacts are going to be short-lived for the vast majority of these areas. Some rumor estimates over the holiday weekend claim 25,000 head of cattle died in the flooding, but the NCBA says its representatives are in constant conversation with several producers in the area, and those estimates are way too high. The NCBA says everyone is still trying to get a handle on the losses, but it's a fraction of the 25,000 number being thrown around. Robinson said feedlots around Hereford are getting creative and pumping water out and cattle to dry ground. On one yard in particular, he said they brought in some dewatering pumps from oil drilling sites, maybe as far away from New Mexico. They're pumping that water out now in some cases, over a mile to get it out of the feedlot so they can get dry things out, get cattle to safe, dry place to bed down. Most of the water has receded in the Hereford area, but Robertson says there will still be a lot of cleanup work that follows. While they're trying to get all the other work done, they're getting fences repaired, BDR pins repaired and dried, and it's a lot of work, but there's committed crew of folks down there doing it, and not just from the ag industry, but from the oil and gas and others as well, says Robertson. More precipitation could be on the way. Forecast points to more severe and heavy rains, which could cause further flooding. Man, it's a bad deal. We go from one extreme to the other, don't we? Anyway, agriculture groups across the, let me get this right. There, I got it, all right. Agriculture groups across the country continue to applaud the U.S. Supreme Court for the ruling in the Sackett versus EPA case, including National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The court stated that the wetland under the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act must have continuous surface connection with that water, making it difficult to determine whether the water ends and where the wetland begins. The NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart explains what this Supreme Court ruling does mean to us.
In a 9-0 holding, the Supreme Court found in favor of the Sackett family and killed the significant nexus test, which has kind of been, I think we can all call it, the burr under our saddle, right? It's caused a lot of problems for landowners across the country, and we are happy to see that test go away. Cattle producers should be very excited and certainly breathing a sigh of relief. You know, I think the latest news in the WOTUS universe has been related to the 2023 Biden rule, which, you know, kind of has a foundation in the significant nexus test. So the holding against the significant nexus test is certainly at a minimum going to require the Biden administration to pull their 2023 definition back for some serious reconsideration and revisions. More work to be done there, but I think today's the day to celebrate.
Thank you, ma'am. This is Hart. Appreciate that from the NCBA. Yes, it is. It's a great, man. I'm ecstatic about it. It's a defeat for too much government overreach there. How about that? Anyway, let's see here. That's coming up September the 12th and 13th at the Stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas. You ladies want to go on a trip? There's a big conference going down there, and it's Women in Agriculture. 2 days of educational information plus a night at networking and fun in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. Doesn't that sound like a good time? Anyway, the time and place is, like I said, is September 12th and through the and the 13th. All times to 1 to 4 o'clock, except for the party you'll be going to on that one night. But anyway, they're going to be talking about human personal resource management, production risks and USDA programs, marketing, financial risk management, legal liability risk management, family financial planning, interactions with the farm and the ranch guy. Anyway, so it's coming up, and the way you need to get a hold of that is get on Tarrant County AgriLife Extension page, Facebook page, or Google them for their actual website, and that's TARRANT, Tarrant County AgriLife Extension. That's how you found out that Texas A&M's involved in this, so it's all cool. And this poster's so small I can't read it, but they look like they're going to have a lot of fun in the old stockyards of Fort Worth. If you women are invited to go, it's really not that high, $150 to $175 for the two-day deal. And if it's anything like they put on out there in Canadian Texas, the Texas A&M people, they know how to AgriLife, they know how to put on a great program. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about owner disputes with fence lines. So this is going to be interesting tomorrow. I know everybody's seen that. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.